Hello, this is Jeff.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, Mike here from Huff and Mezer. Can I have your good name?
Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing
I'm doing perfect. So, Jeff, I just wanted to make clear, I think I mentioned that on the chat as well. So, Rick's my subordinate, and this is Mike Smith. And I was just kind of around, so I thought, your chat came in. And I think we've had a good discussion so far. So tell me about it. You mentioned that you want to have the application live as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, so I was using Google Forms and a QR code. It was feeding in everything I needed. And it, basically, I have about 20 guys that are service providers to the construction industry. They're always out in the field. So I was just getting decent information through that. And I'm not getting hardly anything. So, yeah, I was just looking for
Right.
a good flow of information.
Well, I kind of mentioned to you on the chat as well. I'm doing a similar project for a U.S.-based company that's called Lipos Rent. You could even search them online, and they have a sales team of they actually purchase used equipment, and they have similar forms like you, and they have field workers, remote workers like you have as well, and they needed the app for similar reasons. So with a custom application, or why you go for a custom application in the first place, and I'm just trying to help you, give you more like an agnostic view on whether you should go for a custom app or a monthly billing app would suffice for you. So when you talk about a custom application, usually the major benefit you get is that it's not just white labeled, it's branded for your business, like it's a 100% ownership to your business. Which of course is not the case when you go for something that's a monthly or a yearly plan, right? And B, and more importantly, the scalability is the most important factor. So right now, the app may just be, or you may just be envisioning the app to be something that could be used by the 20 or so workers that are on the field right now. But with time, you may want to make this an enterprise app that kind of connects your departments. And let's say the forms are then sent to a post-sales department, and then they are the third department loops in, the fourth department comes in. So if you want to go that route, and this is more like just a start to get yourself into the mobile technology and have something for your organization that can be scaled according to your requirements in the future, then there's no question that you should not go for a custom application. I mean, a custom application is your only route, right? But if you just want to replace something with your Google Sheets, and that's all you think you would need, say 5 years down the road as well, then I think a monthly or yearly application would rather suffice for you. So you tell me,
Yeah,
what's your route with this?
I am the owner, the operator, the admin, I'm the everything. So right now, I mean, I'm not connected to anybody. I'm just doing this for all of our reporting and our contracts and bids and everything else. So I have the information as well as to keep my guys honestly safe and keep their equipment moving and everything else. So right
Right.
now, I'm not looking. Yeah. Right now, it's probably like you said, the standalone right now, and I don't see that changing too much.
Right. And then the third factor that probably should be your deciding point, or that's probably where things will boil down for you, is if you want to store some kind of information on the app, right? So if you want to, if the application, will store some data that you want to keep, that you want to make sure you don't lose in the future, then something like a monthly or yearly plan, the only problem that I personally, that kind of personally irks me on a personal level as well, is that as soon as you stop paying, for whatever reasons, whether you do it voluntarily or involuntarily, say your card declines or something, when it's a monthly subscription-based product you're using, the companies are usually fast to kind of get you offload you, and then everything that's on the app that vanishes in a single day, right? So, and
Yeah,
that of
no.
course does not happen when something. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I get it. They turn the lights off quick when you don't pay the bill.
Yeah, exactly. So, and in most cases, I mean, especially with companies that are not too reputable, or that are not well within the industry, they don't care to keep your data or keep a backup of it, right? So that said, I think I had one last question for you as well, as far as the app's functions are concerned. So as I'm assuming right now, the forms, when they're filled out, they're going to be sent to someone who's going to be collecting the forms, right? And that could be multiple different designees, or that could be one single person that may be you. But
Just me.
they, just you, okay. And
Yep.
would that be going out by an email that you designate for?
Yeah, I don't know how. So that's the thing. I don't know how the data transfers, the information transfers, whether I download it into like Excel or if it comes packaged in an email to me. Like I said, I'm the only one it all comes to.
Right, and you're more like open to how this could work, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think in this case, I think the best two ways are the ones that you probably just mentioned. Every time someone fills out a form, say they are on the field, they fill out a form. I'm just trying to paint a canvas in your head, right? So the application opens up with your branded logo, your company's logo. That kind of looks, say, pretty graceful as well. The next screen that comes in is probably a login, a username and a password. If you want to protect the application and make sure no one can access the form without, or if they are out of your organization and they somehow get a link to the download, the download link for the app. So every user will have a username and a password that you will be managing as the admin of the application. And then once they bypass that and once they go through it, they get a list of forms. For now, you mentioned there's going to be two forms, but then again, I mean, with a custom application, you can add more forms in the future, and you can also customize your forms with per your requirements and as your requirements change. So when they fill out the form, it's going to be sent to an email, like a notification to your email, and along with that, and simultaneously, all the fields will be mapped onto an Excel sheet that you designate for each of the forms as well. So, both these ways are doable, and the Excel sheet is more of going to be a log or a record that you could look for in the hindsight, even if you cannot find the email. And the email is going to serve as a notification, instantly, to notify you that someone from your team has filled out a form that requires your attention.
Gotcha. Yeah. Sounds about
Okay.
right.
Right, so I think if that's all that you're looking for, then it's not the most, I'd say, we've done a lot more detailed applications than that. That said, I want to show you some of our portfolio as well. We do have some on the website that you're looking at, hoffmanmesser.com. You could look at our Bark profile as well. I can send you the link to that as well, just to, read what our clients say and, whether what kind of service you can expect from us. And then I can show you a couple of links as well, since we are connected on the chat. So that's going to give you a fair idea of the kind of quality of work we do.
Okay, that sounds
Right,
good.
so let me in fact go ahead and share with you a couple apps to look at. And meanwhile, I'll send you the Bark link as well. You can read out the reviews too. Let me show you Copilot. So this application I was talking about that I'm doing for Lipos Rent, that's under an NDA, so, and that's still in the works, so I will not be able to share that with you, but I'm just sharing with you some general portfolio of some of the reputable applications we've done.
Okay.
So this is the first one that I just shared with you, Copilot. In fact, let me join on the chat with my own credentials. So Copilot, I shared with you the website link. Now this landing page is done by us as well. And then, right from the landing page, you could use the QR code to download the application too.
Perfect. Yeah, I like that.
Right, so the landing page was done more of a complimentary, but do you see the QR code on it? If you could use that and
Yeah.
download the application?
Yep. Top right corner.
So you said something about the QR code yourself as well. So you have the QR code that's going to be built into the application as well, right?
Yeah. Either way is fine. I just had it because we didn't. Like I said, I was using Google Forms, so the QR code was the easy, quick link into it. It's not necessarily a necessity, but it's certainly convenient, fast, and easy for sure.
Sounds good. Okay. So I think since the application does not need to go live on the app stores and the you know the Play stores and everything, and that kind of reduces the cost and the timeline for you as well, because getting the app live on the app stores is a bit of a task as well. I mean, they a lot of times they reject the application more than once, and then you have to make sure you comply with their standards and everything. And that's just in your case, that would just be futile. And what we could do for you, as a gesture that we do for the apps that we onboard, we usually, for companies that have an application as their main platform, similar to Copilot, the whole platform is based on the application, right? So it kind of serves as the core of their business. We give you a landing page. So if you have a website for your business currently, we could just, do more like a page for you that could be built within your existing website, and that will have some screenshots of the app, more like an announcement that the app has been launched, and we'll have a QR code or a link to downloading the application as well.
Okay. Nice.
Cool. So you have a website, by the way. I mean, do you have a business website? Okay. Do you mind giving me a link to it, or should I first send you an NDA if that's what you're looking for, like a non-disclosure agreement?
The NDA definitely, and my website is nothing spectacular. it's a GoDaddy website, so.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, in either case, it works for us. Yeah. So, that's okay. So. I'm sorry. I thought you had to add something to it.
Nope. Sorry. I'm good.
All right. So, and you said your name was Jeff, right?
Correct.
So, Jeff, I think we're good to go. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's simple. It's not, the most complex applications we've seen and done so far. And since you're looking to get started sooner than later, like I mentioned, 4 weeks is the timeline if you want to go with either iOS or the Android. And that's kind of the minimum timeline you need to get any application for live for that matter, right? Because how we work is, there's going to be a discovery session, which in your case is going to be pretty short because you already know what you're looking for, and there's not much decision making or positioning that needs to be done. But otherwise, I mean, for just to let you know for future, I mean, if you have plans for a larger application or other projects as well, and I'm assuming you got to us, this is your first time getting to Huff and Mizzer. I'm just trying to guide you with the process and how we work, right? So we have a discovery session, unlike most other development companies out there, where we discover your project, we help you position your business as well. We help you, define, the application's user experience as well. And then do we get into the execution, whereby we first do the UI and the UX, whereby the app screens will be prototyped and wireframed. And once we have the screen designs ready, that's when we build a non-functional prototype for you. That's called non-functional development, called Alpha. And that takes its time, depending upon the features and the kind of app you're looking at. In your case, the total timeline, like I gave you, is 4 weeks. So it's going to be about 1 week for building the the non-functional prototype after the discovery and the design has been completed, and probably about 2 more weeks before the application is good to go live. So 2 weeks to build the application and build the brain or the nucleus of the application. And the forms, sending it out to an email, and everything that we discussed so far.
Okay, sounds good. Now you'll send that kind of project plan with a proposal and an NDA.
I can send you the NDA. In fact, the NDA is something that I'm working on right now as I'm speaking with you. So I'm kind of multitasking as well. And
okay.
Could you give me your? I need your office address and your business name to be able to put on the NDA.
Do you want me to put it right? I'll just put it in the chat. That way it's easy.
Yeah.
You can cut and paste.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. So I got your name here. All right, that's perfect. So let me put that together, and along with that, you know, along with the NDA, I'll send you more like an engagement letter. If you need a fancy proposal, I could do that as well. I'll send you the company profile. That probably is the most important part of the proposal, and then I can send you an engagement letter as well. That's going to define the standard terms of our relationship for this first project, and you could look at that, or you could sign that back, and I think that's probably going to be the final step before we get you on board.
Okay.
Right, so Jeff, once again, you're looking to, sorry?
Yeah, that all sounds very good.
Right, anything else you need from my side? I'm sending you the Bark link that I just promised you.
Yep.
In fact, I just sent it over.
Okay.
Right, so that's the Bark link just above your name. If you want to look at it and, you know, read the kind of reviews, and I'll send you the company profile anyway, but you could look at a few applications as well that you've done.
Okay. Got it.
So once again, Jeff, you're looking to get started immediately unless you have something external to wait on before we get you on board. I mean, are you ready to get going as soon as possible?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, perfect, Jeff. So give me about 30 minutes. I'll send you the engagement letter, the standard copy, so you can look at the terms. I'll send you the business profile so you could review that as well, and I'll send you the NDA. And I can call you back in 30 minutes if you're available.
Okay, yeah, 30 minutes, that's 4 o'clock. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, perfect. So, Jeff, I look forward to working with you. Anything else from my side right this moment before I let you go and get back to you in 30 minutes?
No, I think we're on the same page.
Wonderful. So you have a good time. I'll get back to you in 30 minutes, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, enjoy the day. Take care.